and welcome. You are listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. My name is Catherine Davis, and I am welcoming back a guest to Heart of Mind Radio, and that is Alan Steinfeld. He is a writer, filmmaker, acupuncturist, and host of the popular television program New Realities. He has been investigating metaphysics and spiritual consciousness for the past 25 years. His idea is to bring forth new ideas and new paradigms that harness new realities for the unfoldment of our evolving selves. New Realities has been the leading edge new consciousness cable program broadcast from New York for the last 12 years. The series is hosted and produced by Alan Steinfeld and simulcast around the world on the internet at MNN.org. He has been a longtime speaker and moderator of panels at the New Life Expo and a host to many events around the country. His website is newrealities.com. And I want to say hello and welcome back, Alan, to Heart of Mind Radio.
Thank you, Catherine. It's always nice to be on a program that's looking out for new ideas. I mean, there's so much going on in the world right now, which is a lot of the same old stuff. And, you know, I think we're both looking at something new as possible.
I agree. I think that there's a kindredness in our perspectives on spirituality, the world, and, you know, this whole journey that you're on, that we're all on. So it's really exciting for me to be able to talk with you about this. And I think it is in part that connection that perhaps inspired you or encouraged you to invite me to hang out with you in one of your events and participate. And I wanted to let people know about that. I'm happy to talk a little about the whole subject as well. But why don't we start by letting people know when and where this event is taking place.
Okay, December 22nd, 2017, at the Rama Institute for Yoga. It's a new Kundalini yoga place that just opened on the Lower East Side. That's at 125 Stanton at the corner of Essex, one block south of Houston. Anyway, there's an evening called ET Consciousness, Extraterrestrial Consciousness. And the idea is that people are looking for contact to come from outside, from aliens, whatever you want to call these beings, landing somewhere with public and acknowledge their existence. And I think it's an inner experience, like we've talked about with you and your experiences. I think we have to change our consciousness if we're really going to expand the human potential. And so we'll be talking about different ways, different experiences people have had, and the encouragement of not to negate an experience that may seem far out. There's no place to put this within the context of the culture that we're living. But I think it's time to transcend the old cultural paradigms and see what else is possible for the human experience. I just also want to say, at a time where I know there's so much in the news, there's so much upset, there's so much unrest, there's so much disappointment, people might ask, why are you talking about that? Well, I think the only way we could see possibly a way out of our human dramas is to look at a higher level of consciousness. I mean, what do you think about that, Catherine?
I completely agree, and I think that that's what is necessary to move forward. When we look into the news, we have to realize that we're living in a reality that's created by a collective consciousness. And as long as we have elements of our society that are manifesting from the lower, more base levels of consciousness, it's going to hold us all back a little bit and keep us from moving forward. And I think this is true because we're talking about a vibrational existence. Those people who are waiting for, star people to come back into our reality have to recognize that if we want to connect with beings that are evolved, then we ourselves have to be able to communicate at a level that's complementary to that. And I think that has a lot to do with the kind of beings that are being contacted in various venues in the world. If you're coming from a space of anger and fear, then you're going to connect with a being that's going to be coming from that space. And I don't necessarily think that's desirable.
Right. There's enough beings like that on the planet. I also want to say it's not to deny or negate the important social issues that we all have to deal with, but it's to add to a new possibility, not to be limited by those social issues, which need to be addressed, but to see there's something more to human existence. And there always have been, but I think because all this stuff is coming out, it's a chance for the old structures to break down and for something totally new to be implemented politically, socially, on all levels, education. But the inner experience is what I think we're talking about has to be honored in a way that's been overridden by an objective truth. There is no objective truth. I can't argue with your experience. And I think this is what people are coming to acknowledge. If they've had an experience, let's share it and learn from each other's experience.
I completely agree. And I think that what we're seeing is a real breakdown in things that have been held in the darkness of our awareness or even in the secret. You know, people will come out and interact in a way that is perhaps you could categorize as politically correct or pleasing, wanting to make people happy, but they may be harboring all these things underneath. And, you know, it's almost like society is vomiting all this stuff up.
And they need
and we're
to,
having to clean
poison.
It up.
Anyway, sorry. That just got me excited. But yeah.
Got you excited. But it's true. It's very true. And one of the things also that I'm discovering is that when you go into that internal space, you begin to connect with that part of our reality that is more transcendent, that does have a greater capacity to negotiate and can assist us negotiate whatever we're going through in the world. And so I find that it's twofold. We can connect to the aspects of our being that is, the higher self, more evolved. We can connect to more transcendent realities, beings. And with that energy and that insight also helps to heal our bodies, heal our minds and spirit, and gives us the capacity to interact in such a way with the world that we don't get sucked into the madness. So I think it has a twofold purpose, because it really, it certainly does for me. It helps me to stay clear, and also helps me to recognize when I have been sucked in, because nobody is immune. Certainly, we're all can get sucked into it. But when you can recognize how bad that feels in comparison to how it feels to connect to the higher self, or that that energy where you're getting close to being that future self, then we can, it helps us in our everyday life. So there's a very practical application for it, I find.
Well, I think people don't even know there is a higher self, or what some people say, the true self. All they know is their personality, their dramas, and that's what's gotten us stuck at a certain level of action and reaction. And I think what we can talk about that on December 22nd is that there is something beyond the human drama, and it's waiting for us to wake up. And I think that's really the focus, how your experiences, because you've had some incredible experiences, I've had some experiences, and the other people on the panel that will be talking about their experiences aren't bound by the old social conformities. And so It's okay to talk about experiences that don't make sense to a lot of people. Some people may call us crazy, or the other people may call us evolved. It depends upon your perspective. And this is what I think needs to be challenged everywhere. Do you believe your own experience, or do you believe what the world is telling you is true? And I think that's something that needs to be addressed.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point, because there are these arguments that I see sort of raging on social media that really can't be answered by definitive facts, because there are people arguing the rightness and wrongness of someone's perspective, perception, intelligence, capacity, belief systems. And we've kind of descended into this warring factionalism that I see everywhere. And that step back into balance can start from any point. And I think the UFO discussion, or star beings, however you think of it, the inner experience and expression can be thought of as a way of stepping out of this external world into that inner reality. And I think on some level, even if people don't consciously know that they have an inner life, that they do know. There's a way of knowing how you feel about things, and the difference between how you feel about things and how you may be acting in the world. And it creates a kind of schism, I think, in people who are not fully aware, but most people have some kind of awareness. And also, I think a lot of people just have no place to go with their questions and their thoughts and their wondering about it. And I think that there's a large portion of the population that believes that there is life beyond conscious, intelligent life, beyond what we see on this planet. I mean, some people would argue that there's not much intelligent life on this planet. But, you know, I think that we can. Most people do believe that there is life beyond what we understand life on this planet to be. And, you know, there's very little place for people to have these discussions because of the judgments. So, a situation like this gives that opportunity to just question it. Nobody's asking anyone to take anyone's word for anything. But if you have questions, if you have thoughts, if you've had experiences that you think maybe make you feel crazy, or make you feel, was it a dream? Was it real? I mean, it's just to be able to be open and free to have these discussions without being judged, without being made a fool of, without being put down, and to just question each other and share experiences to find that common ground. And, you know, as we put this together, it strengthens us, because from my perspective, it really strengthened what I've experienced just by knowing what you experienced. And it helped me to really feel stronger in what my experiences were.
Yeah, no, that is a beautiful way of putting it. And I think strengthening each other's possibilities, our points of view. All we're asking, I think, is for people to have a open mind about what is possible. As soon as you think something is impossible, it closes off a portion of an expanding human potential. And I think we have to consider what's been called impossible. I mean, the government, or the Air Force in particular, was part of a campaign to ridicule anyone who came out and said that they just saw a UFO. Not that they believe in UFOs, but they saw something. The Air Force would start some kind of ridicule campaign, and it's gone over into the media now. So anytime anyone comes out and they say something, you know, they're laughed at. I mean, it's still what they call the giggle factor, and I think that's an awful way to characterize people's experience, to be laughed at. And I think it's this true. Is the clash of worldviews we're actually in at this moment. And I think, Donald Trump is typical of that clash of worldviews.
Yeah, that's a whole nother discussion, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But it's true, because he has been a catalyst for a lot of this upheaval and fear and conflict. He certainly has been a catalyst for that. And I think that we in our own lives can each be choose what we are a catalyst for. So if we are embodying that fearful mindset, just being, if we're afraid of our neighbor because they're a shade or two different than us, how are we going to comprehend and integrate the possibility of there being different intelligent species in our universe? So
nothing like us.
Yeah, but potentially absolutely not, and probably do look nothing like us. And also I think that there's also this sort of lockdown on what constitutes science and what constitutes reality, so that reality is so strongly defined by the status quo. And while they'll tell us that they are, at this point with quantum reality, that they're interdimensional realities, they don't want us to talk about the potential of interdimensional beings. So it's an interesting halfway place that we are with science as well. And the reason I mention this is because I actually, like you, do believe that this is an interdimensional experience a lot of people have. And it is done through internal portals, or it's done through the Merkaba, where, you know, we don't see our Merkaba. You know, this is the energetic field of our being, how it manifests geometrically. But it's all, we each have this vehicle that we can learn to interact with in a very powerful way. And I believe that that's how a lot of these experiences are actually taking place.
I hope you bring that out in the discussion. I think you're absolutely right.
It's true. I'll certainly try to remember to bring that up, because for me, that is the most coherent explanation. And I also feel that a lot of what we see in the sky are we do see things that look like actual physical ships, and I think that there are beings that are very similar to us, whether they're evolved or not, I don't know, but that have technology, that they use technology to travel either through space-time continuums or through dimensions. But I also believe that there are beings that are traveling through their Merkaba or energetic field. And so when we see a lot of these unidentified objects in the sky, they look very energetic. They look sometimes like stars. They look sometimes like orbs. They look sometimes like some kind of energy force in a manner of a shape. So I actually think that those are beings traveling in their Merkaba or soul ships, which is kind of where you have sort of associations or traveling together. Like you see a big force or a big vehicle, and it looks like there are smaller vehicles or smaller orbs coming out of those larger vehicles. And so I just think that a lot of what we're seeing, we're interpreting by our own limitations of understanding and technology, and not realizing the potential of what it is that we're seeing. So my sense is that, we can communicate, because there are people who communicate telepathically. I remember you telling me a story about a guy, maybe it was you, who could communicate with starships and they would come.
Yes, I just got him on the panel, Mark Brinkerhoff. He says he's going to be there on the 22nd. And I've witnessed that. He says, yeah, I think they're here. Look up in the sky. We're at a picnic. And there were these little silver dots in the sky. I mean, they're very high up in the air. But there was something there that a group of us saw. So there is this inner and outer connection when you fine-tune the nervous system. Because, yeah, not just the Merkaba field, but our neurological capacities have been underestimated. I mean, if a radio can receive a transmission hundreds of miles away, just think of what the brain can receive as the most sophisticated receiver ever created. So and it's dimensional as well, like you're saying. So, you know, once I think with this, all this other stuff is cleared out, we're moving into some very exciting times.
Yeah, I think that that's true. But I also have begun to realize through my own experiences that we're kind of in an overlay period. And I'm really understanding that old expression to be in the world but not of the world, because you don't have to be limited to what you see on the TV. You can begin to cultivate this experience. And, you know, for those people who don't think about the fact that they might have a higher self or have spiritual guides, or, you know, some people interpret these things as angels. And, you know, there's a way that you can very gradually begin to explore this for yourself and maintain your sense of peace and safety, and, you know, not dealing with anything that is outside of yourself. So to me, that's the greatest gift of taking the journey inward. It's like I'm not trying to deal with something I don't understand. I'm just trying to explore what the aspects of myself. And that's the journey I took. And as I did that is how I made that slow connection to the higher self, to the guides, to the spiritual part of me that could guide and protect me as I move deeper into that exploration.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's a smooth way of doing it. But there are, on the other hand, people who have these rude awakenings where suddenly they're maybe hearing voices or they're seeing things and they don't have the preparation. You've done a lot of spiritual work. You've trained. You're aware. But just imagine if suddenly something turns on and you don't know what's happening. And that has been the case. They call that a spiritual crisis or a kundalini awakening. So I think part of our discussion is to plant seeds of possibility and say, well, there's a lot of people waking up, whether they're prepared or not, and this is what they might look for. Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree, because, you know, despite a lot of the chaos that we're seeing, we are moving through a different segment of the galaxy, which means that the energetic forces that impact the planet are changing and are sort of boiling underneath us, lifting us up into greater expansion, whether we're ready for it or not. And I think that it's important for people to begin to explore this, because it's very likely that they will encounter it, because people are more sensitive than they realize. And this is because we've gone through a culture in which we've been programmed. We've really been programmed to follow certain belief systems, have certain values. And so we're operating based on an external programming system, which doesn't negate our inner capacity sensitivity. So if both of these things are activated at the same time, there can be a clash, a disassociation in the mind. But if people are aware of what's really happening in our world and they can begin to integrate those changes, it's like even now with all of the changes in the environment and the weather, I think had people not had this long period of people talking about climate change, they would be really freaked out now. Not that it wouldn't still, you know, that it stopped it from happening, but people have a way of understanding what's happening. People have a way of understanding that there's potential solutions. people have a way of looking to see different signs, what they should do. So they have a feeling of a little bit more understanding and control because they've heard about climate change for the last 50 years. So, and I think that's why people don't freak out when all these storms happen. It's like, oh, yeah, that's climate change. I understand what that is. And so when we are offering people a way of understanding their energy force and this movement into a higher vibration, which is going to change our perceptual capacity, people need a language for understanding what's happening so that they don't immediately freak out and get scared. They'll understand, oh, okay, that's what it means to go to this particular radiation belt in the cosmos. Oh, this is what it means when they're talking, when the Mayan calendar was talking about, you know, a new world being formed, so that people can have a conceptual framework that will allow their mind to at least be steady enough to examine what's going on with them, to examine what's happening around them. And so in many ways, it provides a safety net for people who would otherwise not have any coping mechanisms.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. We're planting seeds of awareness, seeds of possibilities. And there's always been people on the edge that had to take a stand and say, I think there's something more going on here, and this is how society has evolved over the last, 5,000 years, or at least 200 years. There's more that I'm aware of, and most people are laughed at when they say, I think there's something more. You know, there's some great examples of that when Alexander Graham Bell went to the mayor of London and said, you know, there's a way of getting messages to people. We just have to wire the city and it'll be people can talk to each other. The mayor of London said, why do we need to do all that when we have messenger boys to deliver messages? So people have, I mean, there's so many examples of that throughout history, how they're, but people have not seen the potential future because they're so fixated on what's happening with them now, and we've always needed visionaries for our evolutionary progress. And this is, I think, a time we're at now. As the old collapses, something new is taking its place.
Yeah.
That's why I'm excited. I'm excited about all that. I really appreciate your openness and the programs you do on here on BAI, and we just need to be messengers of possibility. And for me, that's been the most exciting thing I can do with my program, New Reality. So that's why I think we're connected.
So tell a little bit about New Reality. Actually, it's interesting. I was here with some colleagues at the radio station where I work, and someone said, you have to listen to this guy. He's so interesting. And he had just discovered Bashir, you know, the channel.
Oh, Bashar, yes.
Bashar, yeah. And he brought up this video he wanted me to see, and it was you interviewing Bashar. And I thought it was so funny that, you know, that you've done such a broad spectrum of interviews on your television program, New Realities. Mm-hmm. So give people a sense of the kind of breadth of things that you cover on that.
Well, Bashar actually is something that's really relevant to who we're talking, what we're talking about. Is Bashar is a extraterrestrial consciousness, or so the guy who channels it, Daryl Anka, he says he goes into this space and he allows this other level of consciousness to come in and communicate from that reality. I mean, maybe you could say he's acting, maybe you could say he's crazy, or maybe you can say this is possible. This might be what's really going on, especially if you think of consciousness as being non-local, and a lot of people are talking about with that, with near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, that consciousness is not confined to the body. If that's true, then perhaps we can tune our mechanism to these other levels of reality. So that's the kind of stuff I've been covering on my program really for 20 years. I've been investigating not just that, but healing modalities, I would say the arts, people like Alex Gray, who's a visionary artist. I'm looking at what is at the cutting edge, right on the edge, not over the edge, but on the edge, you know. So I have to discern, well, I've been challenged as well. Is this possible? And there's some people I've refused to have on the show because maybe I didn't believe what they were doing or it didn't fit in with my belief system. I mean, I think we always have to keep challenging our own belief systems, and this program's been a good way for me to look at that. But I've been on the search. I'm like a talent scout looking for who has the latest information in science, in spirituality, in consciousness, in all the things we're talking about. And how does that fit into a potential evolutionary state that we're in now? Evolutionary leap, really. And that's exactly, I think you said that, that's where we're at. We're at a crossroads in our world views, and I've been showing a new way, first for myself. I mean, I've been investigating this because I want to know it's possible, and then if I can share that with other people, great. I mean, I've interviewed scientists like Bruce Lipton, who has a whole new theory of evolution, not based on Darwinian science. Darwin says that evolution is a chance mutation. And Lipton says, no, it's an intentional transformation, not mutation. And that's made a difference, and that's helped create a new science called epigenetics, where possibly you can change your genetic expression. And that's how the next species, the next generation gets more fine-tuned and more fine-tuned, is because there is an epigenetic effect that's going on, and it's not based on an old Darwinian model. And so right. It brings in, anyway, there's lots of very exciting thinkers out there. Dwayne Elgin is someone who I want to interview soon. He wrote a book called The Living Universe, which fits into what we're talking about, is that, you know, it's not dead out there. We're not some freak of nature. The universe itself is alive. We don't recognize it as life, but the birth of stars and the evolution and the formation of elements, this is a living mechanism. It's not dead science that the industrial age wants us to think it is. So what we're moving into is what something Ken Wilber says is the post-rational world. The pre-rational world was those people who believe in superstition and, you know, the thunder gods and the agricultural gods, and it was based on a belief. And then there was the rationalist who said, no, none of that is true, and it's all very logical. But now we're moving into an integration where there's a possibility of a higher spiritual connection with the rational. The problem is, to those people stuck in the rational, the post-rationalist view looks like the pre-rationalist view because they haven't had an experience. People need an experience, and what we're trying to do is open them up to the fact that you can have an experience, and you might have already had it, you just haven't recognized it. So on my program with New Realities, I'm investigating everything that is potential within the human field, and I think there's nothing more exciting that can be investigated. So
I agree. It's like you said, it's being on the cusp and on the edge.
But not over the edge.
not over the edge. We don't want to go into free fall. But
right.
We do want to have this experience of awakening, of really evolving in the way that makes sense. And to me, this is an evolution that I can embrace, where the other form of evolution that's being presented to us, which is more transhumanism, it's about getting robot implants and, you know, getting all kinds of things where we're connected to technology. To me, for me personally, that's the nightmare. And activating our true spiritual technology, to me, is what evolution is all about.
Yeah, I mean, the transhumanism movement, the singularity, the Ray Kurzweil, they totally let negated who we really are as spiritual beings. They think it's all technology, and that's what we're seeing is a dead end. You know, it leads to environmental destruction. It leads to just a logic that doesn't account for the mystical side, for the mystery, for the honoring of the sacred. It's all very rational, and we're not just rational beings. We have two sides of our brain, one very intuitive and perceptive and looking at patterns, and the other one is logical, but you can, you know, that doesn't give meaning, that logical part. It's just based mm-hmm. on a very, like I said, mechanistic approach to reality that is meaningless, and it's not even true. I mean, look at the great traditions that have honored the mystical elements. Look at the return of the feminine now. I mean, that mm-hmm. that's a whole movement that is challenging the Western paradigm of mechanistic logical thinking. And I think it needs to be challenged in order to be integrated. We need both sides of our brain. We don't want to just be the mystical side where we're walking around with our head in the clouds. We need our feet on the earth and our head in the clouds, but we definitely need to be on the earth. But, you know, that's what I see. And so,
this is going to be such a good event. I'm so looking forward to it, and I'm very grateful to you for including me in this whole thing, because I think it's exciting, and yes, this is definitely where we want to be and where we want to go. So I'm very happy to participate. So, and
I included you because you, when you told me about your experiences, I know you don't want to have to share them here, but it's like, wow, I had no idea, Kathy, that you had these. I mean, I knew you were open to this, but then when you told me what happened, I just wanted you to share that more when you're comfortable, and you know, encourage people to share theirs. So that's what
I mean. It's great. So let's give out the information again, but do it slowly so people can write it down. I know it's
right.
December 22nd, 2017.
Yes.
Do you know the time?
Yes, 7 p.m. at the Rama Institute. Let me just check the address. That is on the Lower East Side. It's a new Kundalini yoga place started by my friend Guru Jagat. And they're bringing Kundalini yoga to New York, but they're also integrating these other programs, because when you do Kundalini yoga, lots of things get activated in your mind. There's new perceptions because you're really increasing the energy up the spine, and when you do that, things that may not have been considered before start to be activated in that way. So this woman who started is an old friend of mine, and I said I'd like to bring some programs there, so that's what we're doing. So it's 125 Stanton Street, that's at the corner of Essex, one block south of Houston, and it's December 22nd at 7 p.m., and it's a discussion on what I call ET realities, or the consciousness of contact, and people will be sharing their stories and their experiences and having a lively discussion about, just like we're having here, about what is possible. So thank you for allowing me to share some of this, and also it's a great place, this Rama Institute, to take a Kundalini yoga class. So I mm-hmm. recommend people going down there, not just on the 22nd, but go and check it out.
And do people have to call you to register, or do they have to go to a website to register?
No, they could show up at the door, but if people want to get in contact with me, they can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. So if you have more questions, if you want to, you know, discuss anything, email me, newrealities@earthlink.net. You could just show up at the door. I don't know how many people will get, but it's a pretty decent space. And maybe we'll do another show about this as well, because I just enjoy talking about this before the 22nd. Okay.
Yes, I hope so too. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks, Catherine.
Our guest has been Alan Steinfeld from New Realities TV, and you can find out more at newrealities.com or search for his show on mnn.org. And just as a reminder, you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. Stay tuned. We're going to hear a little bit of music in celebration of this event. And we're going to play Starman by David Bowie, one of my favorite David Bowie songs, among many of his work. We'll be right back.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that a soul he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade, came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That were no DJ, that was hazy.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children boogie.
Are listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine Davis, and we have just been speaking about an interesting event coming up soon. December 22nd, ET Realities, and we're going to be talking about our experiences and ideas, which are all really, really connected to our spiritual evolution, the expansion of consciousness, and much of what has been heard in various communities, you know, ET communities, people who are into New Age communities, people who are into cultivating their own life and meaning and understanding. So you're invited to participate in that. If you'd like more information on that, you can also give me a call at, well, I won't say give me a call, send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com. But you can always connect through the phone as well and leave a message. My message line is 347-480-1694. And I also have a blog, which I'm really starting to get into, is bodyascension.wordpress.com. I might speak a bit more about that today. What I really wanted to, as we spoke earlier in our conversation, I brought up the idea of the Merkaba, and I'm not entirely sure that everyone knows what a Merkaba is. It's spelled Merkabah, and it's part, I guess it's part of Kabbalistic understanding. It's also part of other kinds of understanding from the perspective of sacred geometry. There are perspectives from the perspective of mysticism. And so there's a lot you can read about it. The original idea came as part of the Hebrew teachings, or the Hebrew chariot, which is like the transmigration of souls. So there's a lot of perspective to look upon it. But from my perspective, it's just sort of the shape and functioning of our energetic field. And as many of you know, that I've been working in energy for a while. I'm an energy healer, hands-on, as well as through talk. And I'm also a Qigong teacher, which is an ancient Chinese healing art. So I have a good sense of energy, and I've always been aware, and more so now than ever, that our energy extends far beyond our physical presence in this reality. Of course, a lot of people are aware of the Dan Tien, the energetic fields in the body, according to Chinese understanding, and yoga understanding, it would be called a chakra. So this energetic field has been described in many cultures in many ways through different understandings of what we're talking about. And so the Merkaba is loosely considered our light vehicle, and it's a way that energy can move through energy fields, through dimensional fields. So Mer, M-E-R, means light. Ka means spirit. And ba means body. So if you look at these words, these are words that would correspond to Egyptian hieroglyphic understandings. It will correspond to Hebrew understanding. And in more modern times, it's spoken of as geometric, in terms of understanding our geometric reality. And so the when we connect, and when we have a activation of the Merkaba, it becomes a physical experiential event. When there's a first activation of it, there can be a physical experiential event. So I did have an experience in which I actually moved through a space where I could see in my third eye this Merkaba, and it was very much connected to my heart rate and the beating of my heart, the electricity in my body. And so it was an experience. So when you go into the realm of energy, even doing something like Qigong, it's going to open up the channels that are inside your body and allow for the energy to flow more effectively into the functioning physical parts of your body so that you have energy channels that relate to the liver, that relate to the kidneys, that relate to the heart, that relate to the various aspects of your physicality. And the energy field is important because it's the energy field or the energy channels that help to move the blockages that could have an impact on your life stream, on your capacity,
and
the health of the
Merkaba is what helps us move through the greater energetic fields through what we think of as time-space. So it's all important, all connected. I hope that you're able to join us on this event December 22nd, 7 p.m., ET Realities, Consciousness of Contact. It's at the Rama Institute, 125 Stanton Street, corner of Essex, one block south of Houston. For more information, email newrealities@earthlink.net. I look forward to seeing you there. We'll be talking about our experiences. I'll be on that panel sharing some of my experiences as well. And we are coming to the close of this program, just as we are coming to the close of this year. And I do wish you good tidings in the coming year. I have a lot going on, so I just wanted to give you a little update on all that will be taking place starting in January. I will be resuming my meditation and movement for body wellness and stress reduction on Saturday, January 19th. And this is every Saturday at 2:30. We do a meditation, and from 3 to 4, we do the movement practice of Qigong, meditation and movement for body wellness and stress reduction. And that's to restore your vitality, lubricate your joints, and stretch your muscles. Ease your mind, let go of body tension, and awaken a natural state of inner peace. Sounds like a big promise, but this is the practice that has given me most of the progress in my own life. The Heart of Mind Spiritual Support Group. Our next meeting is January 17th. That is on a Wednesday. And it is at Janana Yoga, 97 Bond Street, on the ground floor. And for this support group, we do a number of things, and it changes from month to month. It is a monthly group. And we have healing circle, conversation and networking, shamanic ritual and ceremony, trance dance, breath practice, and meditation. So it's the third Wednesday of the month in Brooklyn at Janana Yoga. Also coming up, starting actually in January, I will be offering a series at the New York Open Center. That's 22 East 30th Street in New York. And it's Qigong Remedy Practices and Routines for Self-Healing. Pathways for Self-Transformation and Healing with Qigong based on traditional Chinese medicine, Taoist, and Tibetan healing techniques. And it's on Thursdays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. There is a free introduction on Thursday, January 18th of 2018, and a five-part series, January 25th through February 22nd of 2018. You can register by calling 212-219-2527. That's 212-219-2527. Or you can go to their website at opencenter.org. For those of you who'd like to make contact, you can do that through the email heartofmindradio@gmail.com. That is my email. If you want to leave a message for me, Catherine Davis, that line is 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. I also recommend those of you who are out there who are working on your own projects, are healers in whatever fashion, be that energetic or massage therapists, or working with nutrition, dietary, whatever it is, I invite you to connect with me and let me know more about your work. I'm happy to share that with our listeners, maybe have you on for a little interview to let people know what you're doing in your neighborhood. This is a community, and sometimes we can rely upon each other to progress and move forward, and I enjoy doing that. So if you do have something to share, feel free to access that information. And for those of you who would like to connect through the web, you can do that through a number of sites. The one that I'm moving into to engage more actively with some of the teachings that I've shared over the radio is a blog, actually. It's called bodyascension.wordpress.com. And this is about elevating the physical body into a much higher vibrational manifestation so that we can not only stay healthy, but we can access those parts of our being that are energetic, the dantians, the elixir fields or energy fields of the body, also known as chakras, the kundalini, the merkaba, the various energy that flows through our body as channels and points. So there's an important energy is the bridge between the physical, the energetic, and the spirit. And I'll be speaking about that on bodyascension.wordpress.com. For those of you who want to know more about Qigong, the actual practice, ancient Chinese healing art, that website is qigongonline.net, qigongonline.net. And if you're interested in my healing services, actually understanding what energy healing is about, you can go to katherine.one, katherine.one. That's a lot of information. So the easiest way to make that connection is go to the website, the Progressive Radio Network, prn.fm. You can search for Heart of Mind Radio, go to the archive page, and you will find all this information printed there. So you can just go to that page, download the links. You can listen to the program again. You can share the program with your friends and family, and I invite you to do that, as well as staying tuned to the Progressive Radio Network and listening to all the great program you'll find here. Once again, I want to remind you that as we move into the extended celebrations of our holidays, whatever they may be it Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or any other kind of holiday celebration, remember to breathe through it and let go of those old family tensions. Don't let that build up. Let go of all the whatever those memories that might be holding yourself back, and remember that this is an opportunity of renewal. That's how I look upon it. I don't really get into the celebrations so much, but I look at it as a time of renewal, letting go of old stuff, preparing for the new year, creating space for new activities, the creation of new ideas, new projects. And I always take a little time through these holidays to pull back on those things that are perhaps most challenging to the health, which might be holiday eating, being invited to families' houses. So I always try to weave in through this period days of resting as far as that's concerned, eating light or maybe intermittent fasting, moving into spaces of quiet and meditation so that I'm not overwhelmed by holiday stress, and I invite you to consider doing that for yourself. It makes a big difference. Thanks again. Take care and tune in again on Saturday at 6 p.m. for Heart of Mind Radio. I've been Katherine Davis. Thank you for joining me, and bye for now.